Thank you for giving customer service a call. My name is Amia. How may I assist you?
Hello. My name is Bob Brucker. I am calling because I was given your number by Capital One Visa because some charge appeared on my credit card, which gave them concerns. And I don't recognize the charge, but apparently it's connected to you, to your phone number or your company. Can you help me sort this out?
Sure. I'll be more than happy to assist. Give me one brief moment. What's that zip code, please?
My zip code? 92122.
And that first and last name would be?
Robert, and last name Brucker.
Alrighty, I do see that name in the system. So, all right, Mr. Robert, because I don't want to butcher your last name. May you please provide that billing address for me for security purposes?
3253 La Heat Court, San Diego, California, 92122.
Thank you so much for that one brief moment.
Can you tell me what this charge is about?
Sure. So I just had to get everything loaded. That's why I said one brief moment. So the charge that was made on the first of this month was for an Icon Mini Pod. It was earbuds for shipping and handling of $5.95, and also a smartwatch that came along with it for $5.95. That was only for shipping and handling purposes.
Now, wait a minute. Can you repeat that? I couldn't understand what exactly you said. I'm sorry.
So it was and if I talk to you slow, that's just me trying to get you to understand because I do talk fast at times.
Yeah.
So the $5.95, like there was two $5.95 charges. One of them was for the fitness watch. It was a smartwatch, actually. And
a
the
smart
other.
Watch. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, smartwatch. And then the other was for pods, ear pods.
Really?
Yes, and then along with that came a warranty for $14.95 for, you know, both product if something was to happen along the way. Now, you got to test out the product for a 14-day trial period, and if you did not cancel before the after charge one time, charge came out of $59.95 twice, then it would, you know, apply to the account, and that would be the last of it.
You know, I'm really confused. I took a survey with Costco, and they said, if you fill out this survey, we'll give you two free gifts. And those two free gifts were what you're describing, the watch and these ear pods.
Right.
And they sent them to me, and my understanding was they were free. They said they were free gifts.
For 14 days.
Oh, what do you mean for 14 days?
It was only free for 14 days.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's really bad. How can you give somebody a free gift for 14 days, and then you charge them? I mean, not you, but I'm really confused about this.
So it did have terms and condition information stated that, you know, after the 14-day trial was over, that the $59.95 charge would apply to the account. Now, you know, if you would have given us a call, we would have placed discounts on it before the 14 days was over so you can avoid the full charges of the $59.95. Definitely understand that you're not satisfied with them, but the terms and conditions were there.
Are you aware that this was a Costco survey that I filled out, that I got these for free? That was the deal.
Free for 14 days, sir.
That is so bizarre.
And we don't take the product back.
Now there was two charges each for $59.95. Was one for the earphones and one for the watch. Why were there two charges for $59.95?
Because you have two different products, sir. You have the watch and then you have the earpods.
And they're each the same price.
Eh? Right.
What is the name of your company?
Icon.
Oh, right. That's who made the product.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you familiar with this promotion that brought me these two products?
Yes, sir.
So I'm going to call Costco next. You can
you
let
have
these
every right to. Okay,
yeah,
so.
I mean, this was so misleading.
Mm-hmm. Definitely
you
understand,
must,
sir.
And you're not hearing this for the first time, are you? For me.
Most
I
customer
mean,
read the terms, conditions, sir, so.
So we're going to send you a free gift for 14 days. Oh, boy. All right. So anyway, there's not going to be any more recurring charges, right?
Right.
This is it. Okay, let the charges stand, and I'll see if I can work this out some other way. Thank you.
Are you going to dispute it with your bank?
I believe I am.
Okay, so by disputing with your bank, what's going to happen is the bank or your credit card company will contact us. We will provide them those terms, conditions, along with a tracking number showing charges are legal and valid, and at that point, you'll become ineligible for a refund, sir. I'll be more than happy to provide you a 35% refund because I would really hate for you to have to go through that process because, see, everything on the account is valid.
This is the biggest scam I've ever seen in my life.
And
so
I can meet you halfway with a 50% refund on both of those charges, sir. And make sure everything is counted.
If I dispute the charge with my credit card company, what's going to happen?
They're going to contact us. We get calls like this all the time. You know, they contact us. We let them know that, hey, they, you know, subscribe to the terms conditions. They go on the website. They realize that they was there. After that, they go back in the account and they take the finance back out, sir, because they do see that the charges are legal and valid.
So they won't be able to do anything to help me?
Nah, I never said that, but like I said, I can meet you halfway with a 50% refund on both of those charges.
You can? Okay. Let's do a 50% refund then.
Okay.
Do I have to send the products back?
No. The products are yours to keep, sir.
All right. Do the 50% refund, please.
Okay. Give me one brief moment. Almost finished.
Okay.
So you will be receiving the funds back in your account within the next 3 to 5 business days or however long it does take your bank to release those fundings. It will be the refund amount of $29.97 times 2. So just give it 3 to 5 business days. Also, I do have a cancellation number available whenever you're ready.
Sure, go ahead.
That's going to be C as in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
88. 48,
mm-hmm.
1500, that's 1500.
Got it.
The number 8, B as in Bobby.
Okay.
So that is your council. Mm-hmm.
Charlie 88481500 8.
Correct.
B. That's cancellation number.
Correct.
Okay, so you're going to give me 50% refund, and there's not going to be any more charges coming my way.
Correct.
This. Okay. All right. Thank you.
No problem. I really do appreciate you for giving customer service a call and your jury day.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
No problem. Thank you. Bye-bye.